the Novos.
Across Newcastle,
you're waking up with Megan Primo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3
UFM.
And this morning, it's just me. Meg, sick again. I don't know, she said she had a fever all night. So, I'll be running the show today. I'm notoriously bad at pressing buttons, but here I am. So far, 3 presses, 100% success. What more do you want? Hey, Jess, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good.
That's good. You had a good night last night?
Well, no fever, so.
That's good. That's what you got to take the wins
exactly.
That you can get, isn't it?
That's right.
You got to be positive in life. Now, this morning has been a bit like the set of Stuart Little in here, right? You got the regular mice, which have been running around. You got the stunt double mice all like in the background getting ready to do their tricks. What happened when you were, you know, in and around the other news booth?
Well, you know when you hear something moving in the cupboard and you're like, oh, here we go. Like, it's got to be a mouse. And I just very bravely used my foot to open each door until I discovered one little mousey in the cupboard. And he looked me in the eye, this mouse. And then he decided to jump out and run straight into my other journalist's news booth as he shut the door.
As he shut the door.
As he shut the door.
Slips through. As if, you know, a guillotine was going down, just got under the door. Now, how did this journalist react?
He wasn't quite sure what happened. I was there's a window and I was cacking myself. Tears were running down my face. It was the look that the mouse gave me that really tipped me over the edge. I'm like, it's in there with you. It's in there. He's like, what? I'm like, it's in there.
So is that one's still on the run, right?
I believe so.
Not last seen in the other news booth. Yesterday, there was another one in Jackson's studio.
Oh, that's right.
And it was in this like folder a pigeonhole.
Yeah,
where they keep like papers and stuff. And he could hear it like cutting up the papers to build itself a nest.
Just mice. Wanted to be close to Jackson.
That's right. Know. Well, that's a bit cute, isn't it?
Make friends.
Yeah. Jackson wasn't thrilled about it. He wasn't freaking out, but he wasn't thrilled about it.
He was so not thrilled.
If I had to rate his happiness with the whole mouse situation, 4 to 5 out of 10, right?
Exactly.
Enjoying the funniness of the story, but not really loving the situation.
Not at all.
Anyway, enough mouse chat. We're going to catch up with you and do a bit of a news chat in just a minute.
The Novos.
We've got to talk this morning, though, Jess, if we can, about this whole Boris Johnson situation. He's out, is he? Or not yet?
Well, not yet, but most likely. So yesterday, a vote of no confidence was triggered for Boris Johnson. So everyone has to go and vote in their parliament on this vote of no confidence. And if Boris Johnson were to win, which seems very unlikely, he would be safe for another year and then he could potentially face another vote of no confidence. But if he loses, which is most likely going to happen, there will be a new leader over there.
Now, is the main thing that got him unstuck that whole situation where he was having naughty parties during COVID? Is that it?
That was a bit of an issue. So there are a number of boozy parties when there were supposed to be COVID restrictions. So that didn't really help. But there's clearly some pretty deep conservative divisions within the party.
Mm.
You know, and 3 years ago, he led them to their greatest election victory in decades. So it kind of went downhill pretty quick.
So when you say it's gone downhill, is he just not popular now? Like, not amongst the parties, so to speak, but have they done, like, polling and stuff and gone, if we went to an election again, he'd be out, or?
Well, among the party, he just doesn't seem to be very popular at all. You know, there were 54 letters, I think, that were for a vote of no confidence.
Wow.
And that triggered it to happen in Parliament. So clearly not a lot of love.
I reckon it's his hair.
Could be.
Like when he got in, he was like, I promise I'll fix my hair.
I'll brush it.
They're conservative, right? So they're expecting him to have, you know, just a tiny bit of mousse and it's slicked back with a comb. And all this time he just hasn't done it. So that's probably got him out.
Brought him unstuck.
That's my theory. Anyway, now the other thing is pay rises, right? So everyone loves a pay rise.
Mm.
Who's getting the 3%?
So, yeah, the state government yesterday announced a 3%. The pay rise would go from 2.5% to 3% in the next financial year for public sector workers. So, your nurses, doctors, teachers, all of that sort of thing. And then in the following financial year, it'll potentially go up to 3.5%. But also announced yesterday for health workers was a $3,000 bonus, essentially, an additional one-off payment for all their good work during COVID.
Now, that's nice. $3,000's nice. 3%, though, that's kind of insulting, isn't it? Like, at the moment.
Yeah.
So, for example, yesterday I went to the Ruan Khao Thai restaurant in Mayfield to get some dinner, right? I bought the, I think it's like crispy pork with Chinese broccoli.
Yum.
Now, delicious, right? Last year, I swear it was $16. Last night, it was $22.
Oof.
So that's a 35% increase. It's 3%. That's just like does nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not what they were calling for. There's potentially a strike tomorrow with another lot of workers who are calling for 5.2%, which is similar to what, you know, health workers and whatnot have been calling for. So 3.5% doesn't really cut
it. Yeah, I reckon maybe they're just throwing that out there so they go, oh, right, we'll do the 5, and that way they, you know, they doesn't go any higher than that. Because just the price of everything's going up so much. Well, you see all the stories of $12 lettuces and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine just not to eat lettuce, but things are expensive. 3% won't do almost anything for a lot of people anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck in their fight, I guess.
Yeah.
The state government not too, they're usually not that flexible though. If they've said that, that's probably it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You can strike, they'll say. Anyway, yeah. Thanks for that. We've got to talk about Johnny Depp because after his big win, of course, he didn't quite go to the pub, but he went to a curry restaurant. Now, when he was there, he racked up a bill of $87,000. Now, I like to go to a curry restaurant as much as the next man, but I don't think he's mostly bought curry. Just hazarding a guess, I think him and his mates might have had a bottle of wine or two. And you know how some restaurants really like to jack up the prices when it comes to the alcohol? Because that's where they make their money, right? So I'm thinking there's a bit of that action's happening, and he might have had one or two of those famous extra large pint glasses of wine just to celebrate the win. And well deserved too, in my opinion. Anyway, almost $90,000. I just would have wanted to be one of the waiters even, because you know that he's going to get he or she's going to get a fat tip. Or the restaurant owner, because that's going to pay your bills for months, nearly $90,000 from just one customer. You'd clear out the rest of the restaurant. No need. You can go home for the night after that.
The Novos.
They're local as.
Dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Come to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Oh, and Meg is crook under the weather. If you're just joining us, she is home. Who knows? She said she got fever. Hopefully it's not the vid round two. That would be a disaster. But good morning, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Now, we have to talk just briefly about this whole G20 situation in Bali, right?
Yeah.
Because this is equivalent of, you know, when you're having a party and you're like, do I invite old mate, because I know they don't get on, you know, or especially when it's work colleagues as well. That's what it's sort of like, because, you know, I know they don't get on, but Putin, do we invite Putin? I know he doesn't get on with anyone at the moment except that, you know, crazy dude from Belarus.
But he'll come anyway.
He's going to turn up because technically he's allowed to.
How crazy is that? As a place I would not like to be.
How awkward are the conversations going to be?
Would you even talk to him?
Well, who will?
That's the best bit, though. Like, I am a bit of a drama queen, so I like that sort of idea of, like, inviting the one that no one likes. Because, you know, there's going to be, like, someone throwing wine, you know? It's good.
Oh, I hope someone throws a wine at him.
Oh,
gosh, that'd be good.
I mean, yeah, to be a fly on the wall of that conference.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy, spicy meatball. Because, like, you know that there's going to be chat, like, they'll be talking behind the scenes, but they can't too much because a lot of it's recorded for the, like, translations and stuff, isn't it?
Potentially.
Oh, so awkward but interesting. Anyway, that's how long until that?
I think it's at the end of the year sometime. I couldn't give you a date.
Oh, a lot of things could happen between now and then. I mean, with that whole situation.
Ooh, yeah.
But very, very interesting to see it, how it unfolds. How are you, Jackson?
I'm good. I started my day really well. Do you know how you wake up, you're like 5 minutes before your alarm, everything feels right, like you're pumping?
Yeah, ready to go.
Then I got in the car. I got random breath tested. Got stuck behind those wide loads on the freeway that you just can't get past.
Oh, no.
And then I realised I forgot to get fuel yesterday afternoon, so I had to stop and get that as well.
Oh, God.
Not letting it get to me, though.
Nice.
Easy breezy,
you're
carefree.
All the good vibes.
Good
exactly.
vibes.
Exactly.
Good vibes.
That plus we're on the set of Stuart Little with the mice plague in this building.
Yes.
Very, very exciting. It's all happening here at New FM. But what's even better is Lads versus Lasses, which is up next. 13-10-09, we need one guy and one girl. The Lads on 46. It seems like we're on an unstoppable winning streak. 13-10-09, one guy and one girl. The Lasses behind on 41. If you'd like to play for a $50 Gamblin' Brown voucher, which would get you some delicious food, you know, breakfast, coffees, that sort of things, 13-10-09, treat yourself and a mate.
The Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes. Of course, the Lads killing it, coming ahead on 46 at the moment. Lasses trailing behind on 41. Now, look, the prize pretty good this morning. $50 voucher for Gamblin' Brown. This is, of course, because they're celebrating their sixth birthday at the moment with a new menu and all the old favourites from the deli available daily. Let's get into the questions. Let's meet our first player. It is, of course, Jason from YE. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good, Tom.
Really good. All right, are you ready to go? Are you ready to win it and just get the voucher and move on?
Yeah, why not?
All right, excellent. Here we go. Question number one for you. Camila Cabello was a member of which girl band prior to her solo music career?
Oh, I don't know.
It's Fifth Harmony. Unfortunately, incorrect.
Never
all right.
heard of it.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Number two, they were pretty big. They were pretty big. How many, and this one's multiple choice, how many colours of MAC lipsticks are available? Is it A, over 100, B, over 1,000, or C, over 10,000? Lipstick, how many colours of MAC lipstick are available?
I'll go A.
A, that is correct. Well done. One more. Good job, man. All right, next question, number three. What's the name of the fictional town that Home and Away is based in?
Summer Bay.
Summer Bay is correct. 2 out of 3. Well done, man. Hold on the line and let's meet our lass up next. It's Bianca. She's from Curry, is a restaurant manager and says she deals with a lot of Karens in her work, had a bad run with COVID, and said she would love to fill in for Meg while she rests up. Oh, that's very considerate, Bianca. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, you said you've had a bad run with COVID. Have you had it more than once, or...?
I've only had it once.
Yeah.
And because I've got arthritis, my pain level was 10 times worse than what it should have.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's pretty full on. But you're all right now, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'm all good now, yeah.
Okay, good. What's the worst Karen experience you've ever had?
Oh, my God, there's, like, so many. we had one yesterday. He was very intoxicated.
Oh,
and
no.
He really went through our window.
What?
But, yeah, and he was trying to get me to get more drinks out of the back, and I'm like, sorry, we don't have those, but he got really aggressive and everything.
Oh,
and so we had to refuse his service.
Yeah, well, yeah. Look, no, what do they say? Nobody deserves a serve? Is that the... the thing that you're supposed to say?
We don't really say that, but roughly, yeah.
Yeah, you don't deserve that sort of treatment. Anyway, let's get into your questions.
Right.
First one for you. And this one's multiple choice. A CPU is a part of, is it A, a circular saw, B, a fishing reel, or C, a computer?
I'll go A.
Oh, no, it's a computer, unfortunately. All right, number two. What are the colours on the VB logo? I need at least two.
VB. So you've got green.
Yep.
And
any other one and you've got it.
Black.
Yeah, black's another one. Correct. Well done. All right. You need this next question to go to a tiebreaker, all right?
Yep.
Porsches are made in which company? Is it A, Japan, B, Germany, or C, England?
Germany.
That is correct. Means...
Oh, my God. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
You know how this works.
Yep.
Heads or tails for you?
I'm going to go heads.
Heads? All right.
Yep.
Flipping the coin. Heads it is. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You are our winner this morning. $50 to spend at Gamble & Brown. All yours.
Thank you. It's my first time on the radio, too.
Oh, well, thanks for joining us and thanks for hanging out with us. I can't believe you're already saying you want to take Meg's job when you've only... First time ever.
I'm happy to fill her in when she's sick and I hope she gets well soon.
Oh, that's very generous. I have no sway over the hiring and firing of people, but I'm going to say you've got the job. Well done. You win that too.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hold on the line. Jackson will take all your details and... You know, fill out your paperwork to work here and everything. I'm glad we sorted that out. Little segment up next about a very interesting article I saw about traffic controllers, you know, like the lollipop ladies and men, over in North Korea. The whole vibe over there is very different, and we'll get into that up next.
The Novos.
Yeah, because I've just learnt about probably one of the most fascinating parts of this bizarre hermit kingdom, the North Korean traffic girls. Now, these are the ones that direct traffic because they don't have many traffic lights around the city in the main capital. So they have to hire all of these ladies to direct traffic. They're out there in their very special uniform. Apparently, they are personally selected by the leader himself. He goes around picking them. There's about 300 at any one time. The rules are very, very strict, right? So you can, the earliest you can join this job is 16 or 17, and you must retire at 26 because that is when you get married. Of course, if you reach 25 or 26, you're very senior in the job and you'll be doing a lot of training of the younger recruits. This is so bizarre, but the country over there is obsessed with them. So much so, there is even a website dedicated to all of the different girls that do this work, and they have like a Traffic Person of the Month award and all of this sort of stuff. It's very, very interesting, and one of the bizarre and extra weird things about North Korea. Just add it to the list.
The Novos.
Their local ads.
Dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Come to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's new FM.
And if you're just joining us, Meg is, of course, a bit crook this morning. So I'm just, you know, steering the ship here. We did get a call earlier in the show, though, from Bianca, who had quite an experience with a customer yesterday. What's the worst Karen experience you've ever had?
So many. we had one yesterday. They were very intoxicated.
Oh,
and
no.
He really went through our windows. He got really aggressive and everything.
Oh,
and so we had to refuse his service.
Jeez, full on, right? To nearly crash through a window. And then yesterday, I was reading about the former Mr. Universe Australia, Callum von Moga. He's sort of like an Arnold Schwarzenegger type character. He fell through his second story window at his house. All of the massive cuts. Glass really can mess you up.
It's actually so horrific. Like, you see it in the movies and it looks cool, but you fall through an actual glass window, you get messed up. I knew a girl in school who was pushed by her delightful younger sister through a window.
What were her injuries like?
I'm pretty sure it was like months of hospitalization, operations, because of course it cuts through tendons and all of that sort of stuff. So it's like pretty bad, and the scars even to this day are still very noticeable. Not a pleasant experience.
Really full on. So this is what I wanted to do up next. 13 10 09, your window injury stories. If you've experienced this, or maybe someone you know has gone through a window, crashed through it, punched through it, whatever has happened, we'd love to hear stories and get them on air. Up for grabs this morning for the best caller, a $50 fuel card. Everyone wants the fuel at the moment. So 13 10 09 with your window injury stories.
The Novos.
But we're talking about your window / glass injuries after the Mr. Universe Australia, he had a huge one after falling from a second story window of his house. Time to go to the phones now. Anna, good morning. How are you?
Hi, it's Anne.
Anne, sorry. That's all right.
That's okay.
So tell us, what happened with your window injury?
So I was young and our windows opened into the backyard. I had somebody knock at the door and my mum was at the back.
Yeah.
So I ran at the back to tell mum that the person was at the front door, and I ran into the window and knocked myself out.
Oh, God. So, unconscious.
So I had a trip to the hospital in the ambulance. My brother was devastated because I didn't have sirens and I was taken away in an ambulance.
Not urgent enough for him.
No sirens, but ambulance trip I had.
Well, thank you very much for your story. Unconscious, pretty good injury, I would say, and by that I mean don't try this at home. Let's go to Jenny is up next. Hey, Jenny. Hold on a second. Sorry. This is me working the phones here. Jenny, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Window injuries. What happened?
Well, not so much a window as a shower screen.
Oh, dear.
I hope that's acceptable for your story.
Yeah. Accepted. It's clear. It's glass. It's window-like.
It was quite horrific at the time. My dad's an elderly gentleman who's now been passed for a year.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Going through cancer treatment. Very fit man, but slowly deteriorated. And he was in the shower. Went to step out and went straight through the shower screen.
Oh, my God. I didn't think they were supposed to break like that.
Well, it went everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
God.
He had glass in places that you shouldn't get anything.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. My mum has come running in. There was blood and glass everywhere. It just went off like a bomb.
Really? See, yeah. I sort of thought that, you know, because I've got a glass shower at home, I thought they weren't really supposed to break like that, you know? I thought it was supposed to be somehow.
No, they don't. It's a bit, I suppose, like a windscreen glass.
Yeah, right.
Little tiny fragments of glass, not big slivers like your window.
Yeah. But still, very dangerous and very injury-inducing. What a story. Unbelievable. Let's go to Todd. How you doing? You're out of the bay. Tell us about your window injury.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning, indeed. What happened?
Look, you know those old houses you picture it, the heritage houses with the slide up and down windows, the sash cord?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they always get stuck, you know, people paint over them and things like that. So, well, here I am trying to push this thing up, struggling, and then next thing you know, your hand slips off the windowsill. Hand goes straight through the glass.
Oh.
And that's not a problem, but reflexes, as you pull your hand back out, dug straight into the hand and cut through my wrist and all through the tendons and all, cut all of the everything in there. Had to get microsurgery.
Oh, my God. Are you all right now?
Yeah, straight off to the hospital. Yeah, all right now. I get a little bit of achy pains. I've got a savage scar. But the worst thing was I couldn't even get anything done. They were all giving me these third degrees, and I had to fill out forms and questionnaires about suicide because they thought I'd cut my wrist.
Oh, my! So they thought, of course, that was the first thing they went to, but you were completely innocent in this whole situation.
Jeez. Wasn't a pleasant experience.
And the old, I guess, glass from that time is not the safety glass, is it?
No, it was under spec. It's only 2 mil thick, and, you know, it was easy to break, which, yeah, that's just how it is.
God, that's pretty full on, man. I'm glad you're all right and just a few aches and pains these days.
Yeah, not too bad, yeah.
Jeez, that's full on. Look, and if that has, of course, brought up any issues for you or anyone you know, Lifeline 13 11 14. Jackson in next with What's the Goss? What's on the way?
Are you a fan of the new, or not new, but it's like five seasons deep, but the new season's coming out, Stranger Things?
You know what? I haven't been watching it, but then Emmy's been on to the new season and I've caught bits of it. It sort of caught me in.
I want to talk about that and Kate Bush. Why is Kate Bush praising it for her new lease on life?
Oh, this we've got to find out more about. We'll get into What's the Goss in just a few minutes.
The Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
Coronavirus! But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's the Goss?
Oh, Jackson, what's going on this morning?
Stranger Things is back.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's talking about it, but for a very strange reason. Do you remember this song? Please tell me you know this song.
Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
Vaguely, I love this song. And all the young, what is it, Gen Y, the really annoying ones that are super woke, they're like, oh my God, this is like the best song ever. I've never heard about it. Like, oh. I'm like, it's Kate Bush, guys. You need to chill out. Anyway, she's come out and like praise Gen Y. Stop it. They're the ones that made me not be able to wear skinny jeans and feel confident. But Kate Bush has come out and she said, thank you so much. You've given me a new lease on life. Because this song's now back in the top 10.
Really?
It's released in 1985. Stranger Things has put it there and I'm just annoyed. It's everywhere. It's on TikTok and all the Gen Ys are like, oh my God, it's new. No, it's not. It's like 25 years old, but she's praising them. She says, because of this show, because of Gen Y, you've given me a new lease on life.
You know what? Whenever Stranger Things is on, it's actually good for my business because everyone buys all the same retro stuff because they really, really go hard out on the props, like the 80s, true. 70s, 80s props.
I'm just glad it's revived Winona Ryder's career. But I find it very strange because all of these kids now are in their 20s, and because of COVID, it delayed filming. So you've got 23-year-olds playing 14-year-olds. It's very strange to me.
I watched a little bit of it because Emmy's right into it, and they look too old to be doing what. Like, they're on these little bikes, and they're too tall.
Riding around and, you know, reading their little comic books. But, yeah, anyway, this is not a new song. Anyone driving around or making a TikTok today, this is not a new song.
Learn your lesson.
This is a good banger from 1985.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to the whole thing.
Local ads.
Weird.
105.3 UFM.
Hey, Jess, I know we talked about it earlier with Putin going to this G20 meeting. Because, of course, there's the whole issue of the invitation, right?
Mm.
Is he invited? Yeah, well, he technically has to be, right? That's a whole political situation.
Yes.
But then you have the whole situation of, it's like when there's a wedding seating plan, right? Who does he sit next to? And because if you're the one who's sat next to him, firstly, like, there's going to be photos, right? You have to be always looking away. You cannot look at him or make eye contact or anything.
Or laugh.
Nothing.
Or smile.
Or talk to him. You nothing. Can't do any of that.
No.
You just have to pretend like he's not there.
The poor person who has to sit next to him.
Oh, that's what I mean.
God.
Very, no very thanks. Awkward. You have to be sat next to that absolute dog of a human.
Would you two really not want to sit next to him, though? Like, I know he's horrible, but I'm, like, cunning smart of this world. Like, I would be like, what's going on, man?
Why are you doing this?
What's happening?
You try and talk some sense into it.
Let's unpack this over a red. Let's calm you down. Like, do you know how many friends I've talked down, like, in...
Off the edge of bombing another country?
Not so much, but, like, breaking up with boyfriends and stuff. Like, I am the go-to. If you're at King Street at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, you need a vent, I'm the guy. I reckon I could solve world issues.
Maybe.
You might be able to. Maybe they should be having you there, Jackson.
It's worth
maybe.
I'm open to it.
Hey, let's switch gears now, though, because don't miss the boat. Everyone's talking about this, right? Because if your name is called out right now, you've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds to call back to secure your boarding pass to go into the major draw, right? So these are the three names. Kylie Ma from Aberglasslyn, Michelle Bullen from Raymond Terrace, and Dylan Mayers from North Rothbury. If you know those people as well, give them a text or a call. Quick call up New FM 131009. You don't want to miss the boat, because if you do, that's it. You're out. No chance at it. You've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds to call now.
The Novos.
For the Hello World Travel Holiday and Cruise Expo, back for one day only, Sunday, June 19, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NEX West City, Newcastle.
NewcastleTravelExpo.com.au for details.
This is 105.3 New FM's. Don't miss the boat.
Miss the boat. Oh, and it's a staggering prize that everyone's talking about. How's this? A comedy cruise for two staying in a balcony cabin on board the P&O Pacific Explorer. I think you also get the cabin as well, not just the balcony bit. You can stay inside or out, which is the whole charm of the thing. Of course, we call out three names, and then you've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds to call up. You've still got a few minutes left, technically, and if you think, oh, they're not really running a stopwatch over this thing, you're wrong. We totally are. We're at 7 minutes and 8 seconds at the moment. But so far, only one of the names has called up, which is Michelle. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Are you all excited about this whole situation?
Oh, I am, actually. I haven't cruised for a long time. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
When was the last time you did?
Oh, it was a couple of years ago, actually. Probably 2014.
Jeez, that is a while back. Did you enjoy it at the time? What was the highlight for you?
Just the atmosphere of the actual cruise boat and being waited on hand and foot.
Oh, that's nice. So you had like a butler and everything, did you?
No, just the actual service on the actual ship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the crew are really good always on those type of things, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Well, congratulations. You're on the standby list. You know, there's a big draw happening, so you'll be a part of that. And, of course, I'll throw the names out one more time. Kylie Ma and Dylan Mayers. If those two, you've got about 2 minutes and 12 seconds left now. See, I am watching the time. We're going to be checking in with you news soon. But up next, we've got to talk about this guy who was in a big bicycle race. And right at the end, he was winning, crashed into his wife and knocked her unconscious.
The Novos.
This next story, absolutely fascinating, and a lesson in don't celebrate too early. When you win, when you're winning something, don't be like celebrating before you cross the finish line. So this guy is a Colombian cyclist, Luis Carlos Chía, that's his actual name. He was coming up to the finish line quite a bit ahead of the person coming second in a major race over in Colombia. It's the equivalent of like the Tour de France, but it's happening in Colombia. He's coming in first, big deal. He sees that, and you know when cyclists, when they cross the finish line, they do that thing where they throw their arms up in the air and start like beating on their chest like, I've won this thing. And he did win. He crossed the finish line. Didn't realize though, his wife was standing in the road taking photos of him across the finish line. He ran straight into her, knocked her to the ground, knocked unconscious. Ambulances had to be rushed in. The whole race had to be shut down. It was a big situation and a major lesson in don't celebrate too soon.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Primo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3 UFM.
Oh, Jess, before you go anywhere.
Yes.
Earlier this morning, you led me to believe that Bojo was going to be out.
Well, I know.
But he's good as gold.
Well, like, only just. It's not good that 40% of your party don't want you there.
Yeah, but that's still a winning score, isn't it, in politics?
But only just.
Mm.
I think the same thing happened with whoever the PM was before Boris, and she had a vote of no confidence and she won it, but 7 months later she was out. So
what's the soonest they can do it again? Does he get a year now?
Yeah, so in 12 months they can do it again.
Yeah, to me, I don't know why, but this feels like classic Bojo. He's just always just bumbling into the room like he just got there and doesn't really belong, and that's just his whole vibe, isn't it?
Pretty much. Like, it's worked for him so far.
He survived this long.
Just
the bumbling politician. I feel like, you know, if you look closely at his suit, there'd be a rip in it somewhere from when he's tripped and fallen over somewhere. He's just, like I said earlier this morning, never brushes his hair.
Shirt underneath's probably unironed.
Oh, and untucked. On one side only, though. You know, like when you see someone walk out of a pub after a long night and they've been asked to leave by security. That's the Bojo look.
That sums it up.
Hey, thanks for that one. Good to have an update. Up next, though, we are talking one of the, I'm calling it, great myths that has been sold to us our whole lives about the daddy long legs spider. We'll get into that in just a minute because this thing has been busted wide open right after REM.
The Novos.
Myth has been totally blown out of the water, and this blew my mind when I found out this. I have known this little fact, and sometimes you roll it out when you see a daddy long legs kicking about. Oh, it's so poisonous, but it can't crack through your skin. The beloved Dr. Carl has busted this wide open. You got to hear this. It's must listen audio.
Now, I guess we've all heard the story that the daddy long legs spider is the most poisonous spider on earth, but it can't kill you because the fangs are too short. Let's get into it. The toxin is there, but it's incredibly, incredibly, incredibly mild, won't kill you. Their fangs are long enough sometimes to penetrate your skin, 0.25 of a millimetre long, whereas your skin can be 0.1 millimetre. I guess we've all been spun a web of lies.
Oh my God. Now I see a daddy long legs, I'm like, can it penetrate my skin? Is it poisonous? How bad is it? Do I need to worry? It's opened a whole new area of arachnophobia for me. It's definitely something to worry about. Hey, birthday lotto up next though. I've just spun the wheel. We're looking for anyone born in April, and $950 is on the line this morning, which is pretty sweet. 13-10-09, if you were born in April and want to get your mitts on 950 big ones.
The Novos
has gone crazy.
With only Nova Caspian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash.
Megan Krillos.
Thank you so much.
Birthday
Lotto. You just made my day.
Oh, yeah, birthday lotto time, $950 on the line today, which is a great amount of money. Perfect, you know, to build up the bank account a bit. Let's meet our contestant this morning. Of course, looking for people born in April. It's Rachel from Ashtonfield. Works on the rails, loves her cars. Her husband is a mechanic, so they get their hands dirty in the garage together. Also a record collector. How you doing, Rachel?
Good, guys. How are you?
Really good. Now, do you like the old cars? Is that what you're into?
Yeah.
What have you got?
Oh, we've got a couple of old Commodores, like original Commodores.
So. Oh, okay. What era? Like, what sort of year?
Like, 79 and 81.
Oh, that's a great design from that sort of time, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
All right. Well, she likes fast cars and likes to get dirty with the husband. Let's see if we can win you some money this morning, all right?
Thank you. That'd be great.
Okay, round and round they go. I've just pulled out the ball. Were you born on April 12th?
No, I'm born on the 10th.
Oh, no. Oh, so close. Oh, well, we had a good car chat anyway, didn't we?
That's it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Birthday lotto. That means it's back before 9 o'clock still at $950. Don't go anywhere. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
They're local as
dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Come to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Yeah, and Meg still under the weather, so she is off for today. But that's all right. We soldier on, and wanted to talk about this next because, of course, the Platinum Jubilee is, you know, wrapped up now pretty well. Some funny moments, though, especially from Prince Louis, because he's really been the star of the show up there, you know, in the galleries, if you will, and doing some pretty naughty stuff at certain times, you know, sticking his tongue out and at one point shoving his hand into his mum's face. Pretty full on. And what I thought we could do up next, 13:10:09. When did the kids embarrass you in public? Because for us, it's pretty funny, right? This little Prince Louis just being a four-year-old, being what he is. But for them, it would have been embarrassing. There's no doubt about it. So for a $50 fuel card for the best story this morning, 13:10:09, did the kids embarrass you in public?
The Novos.
Yeah, this morning talking about when your kids have embarrassed you in a public place. Of course, Prince Louis has been, you know, poking fun at his parents, shoving his hand in his mum's mouth at one point, which she looks very uncomfortable about. For a normal person, you just laugh it off. But if you're a royal, you would find this embarrassing. There's no doubt about it. Now, we put this on Facebook last night. Judith got in touch saying she was sitting in church during a quiet moment and her two-week-old daughter let out a big fart. Everyone turned around and looked at us. Of course, very embarrassing. Shannon then said, when toilet training my oldest son, I told him to do it on the tree while we were outside. So one time when we were shopping, he never told me he needed to wee. He just started doing it on a pot plant / tree in the shopping center. That is about as embarrassing as it gets. 13:10:09, if your kids have embarrassed you in public. Alison, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, hi. Good. How are you?
Doing really well. So what's your story? What happened?
So my son, who is now 21, mm-hmm. when he was probably 2 or 3 years old, my mum was babysitting him for the day. So they were out at the shops and mum ran into a friend of hers who happened to be an elderly, very proper English lady.
Yeah.
My son was getting impatient because he wanted my mum's attention and she was busy talking to her friend.
Yeah.
And he got a bit fed up. So he bent over and stuck his butt in this poor old lady's face and yelled, brown eye.
Oh, my God. Where does he even learn something like that at that age?
Probably from his father, I would guess.
Yep.
But I don't even know if the poor lady knew what it meant, but my mum was just mortified and so embarrassed.
The old lady sure got the message, even if she didn't understand the full situation, that's for sure.
Yes, that's
oh my
right.
God, how embarrassing. Hey, thank you so much for your call. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Sharon Osbourne said what we're all thinking when it comes to Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Also, too, remember Liam Payne dissed One Direction in that podcast?
That's right.
Lizzo, who of course is best friends with Harry Styles, has clapped back a very short but sweet TikTok, and I've got the audio.
Strip that down. We'll be getting up in that in just a minute. What's the goss right after this?
The Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
The coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, yeah. What's the goss time with producer Jackson? This is one of my favourite times of the morning. Now, do we have a Sharon Osbourne versus Lizzo fight on our hands?
Not a Sharon Osbourne versus Lizzo. Sharon Osbourne versus Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
Oh, okay.
And then Lizzo v1D. But this is a very... Can I just introduce someone very quickly?
Yeah.
I've got a work experience girl in here. Michaela, this is a very special What's the Goss? Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Michaela.
Isn't this
welcome
cool?
Welcome to the show.
She's learning all about how to, I don't know, exploit Hollywood for fun. Let's do it.
Let's do it indeed.
Sharon Osbourne is taking on Johnny Depp and Amber Heard now, which is weird because she's been pretty, like, vocal about how much she supports Johnny Depp.
Sharon has?
Yes.
Okay.
Up until now, because she's heard the rumours that Amber Heard wants to appeal the case because she doesn't have the money to pay it, because she's been staying in those $22,000 a night little hotel rooms. But she's basically weighed in and said, and this isn't too controversial, it's not controversial at all, but she's just basically said what we're all thinking.
They both were bad to each other. It was a toxic relationship, and I think they treated each other disgracefully, but that's their business. Mm-hmm. It's not mine.
But it's become all of our business now, hasn't it?
Because it's all been out there for so long.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, oh, come on, guys, let's end it.
It's really true. I feel like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, through all of this, have become my non-existent but, like, so relevant dysfunctional cousins.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're a part of my family.
An uncle that you see at some event sometimes, and you're like, oh, have you heard what he's been up to?
And I've got the embarrassment. It's like, do you know how you go to, like, a party and your family have a fight?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God, my friend has seen this.
So awkward.
That's what I feel like. I'm not related to them, never met them, but I have secondhand embarrassment. And I've never agreed with Sharon Osbourne more.
Yeah, I think she really has summed it up. I mean, that's what everyone's thinking. It's just these two people were absolutely awful to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of paying the consequences, but the real consequences, I think the worst part for them is it all was dragged out in the public.
And it's looking like it's going to be dragged out a little bit more now. Speaking of being dragged, we heard the other day, Liam Payne, he dragged his 1D band Beef members.
There was one moment where there was an argument backstage and someone, one member in particular, threw me up a wall. So I said to him, if you don't remove those hands, there's a high likelihood you'll never use them again.
Oh, imagine not being able to use your hands at the hands of Liam Payne.
Do you reckon he uses them a lot?
Well, he's got to strip that down somehow. But look, you know Lizzo's like best mates with Harry Styles. They're always on stage together and having a lot of fun. So she took issue with a part of this podcast where he claimed that he was the front man of One Direction, which is a big claim to make for a guy that's only had like one successful song post. And he was also, like, the least relevant, let's be honest.
Anyone, I don't really take a great interest in, you know, who really was the front man. But if anyone thinks it's not Harry Styles, they're fairly delusional.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, Lizzo's summed it up now. This audio is hard, kind of hard to hear, and she makes a very strange noise at the end. But in a since deleted TikTok, I got him very quickly. She said this about his claim. He's the front man of One Direction.
I don't know who lied to that poor boy, but we all know he was not the front man.
Yelled it. And thank you, Lizzo, just for clarifying. Do you know what? There's one person I wouldn't take. I'd take on Sharon Osbourne in a feud.
Yeah.
Wouldn't take on Lizzo. I'd be like, girl, I'm sitting down.
Whatever you say goes. She's definitely a boss lady, that's for sure.
She's a boss lady.
Indeed.
And I hope it's not over. I hope the feud continues.
That sort of stuff brings me joy. It's entertainment. Exactly what it's supposed to do.
The Novos.
They're local as.
Dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
She's come to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's new FM.
And a hotly contested competition between Meg and myself is what we normally play next. What's my age again? This is, of course, where you call up 131009 and we listen to your voice and try and figure out how old you are. What is your age? We just ask you a few questions and you go and you sort of trick us with your voice. Now, Meg isn't here today. She's sick, got a bit of a fever, suspected, got the vid. But we are going to have Jackson to jump in and play.
I'm in the hot seat.
Yeah, so it'll be me versus you, Jackson.
We've actually done this before.
Yeah, well, I think you'll do pretty well.
Get your gloves on, mate.
Exactly right. 131009, we're going to play What's My Age Again up next.
The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos, What's My Age Again.
Yeah, team challenge time. Meg's not here, of course. She's a bit crook this morning. Possibly the vid. No one knows because she hasn't tested yet. Jackson, though, stepping in to take me on. Good morning.
Good morning. I was very confident walking down here and now I'm very nervous. And I don't know if it's because the air conditioner's cold or if these are genuine shitting myself sweats.
No,
like,
no. Anyway. Don't be nervous. Don't be paranoid. There's nothing to worry about, my friend. It's a very simple challenge amongst the team. All we have to do is guess the listener's age closest without going over, asking a few questions, you know, having a bit of a chat to them. Very, very simple. Let's start off with Kelly, who's down the Central Coast. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. First of all, thanks for listening. Quite a drive, but you still get our signal. I like that.
Absolutely.
Ooh, okay.
I'm actually at home.
Oh, you're at home. What are you doing at home?
Oh, well, I just get out of COVID today.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Out of jail today, eh?
Out of jail,
what's
yes.
What's the first thing you're doing?
Pay bills.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's get into your questions and then we'll guess your age, right?
Okay.
Question number one for you. Have you ever bleached your hair blonde?
Yes.
Okay. Jackson, go
okay,
in.
Okay, question number two. Kelly, what's your favourite cocktail when you head out on the town?
I'm not much of a drinker, so...
So water.
I can't...
A mocktail.
A Coke.
A Coke.
Okay, so you're a Coke
just
lady.
Just a Coke.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Loves the Coke. All right, what do you think? Jackson,
I feel
you
like,
first.
Look, she's dyed her hair blonde and she's on the cokes. She's off the alcohol. Mm. That's like a health choice, right? It's like a bit younger. I reckon late 30s. I'm going to say 37.
Okay, I'm going to go 32. What is your age, Kelly?
53.
Oh, my Lord.
One for Jackson slash Meg. Well done.
You sound very young.
Yeah, your voice is very deceiving.
And I've got 12 grandchildren.
Oh, my God.
I feel like this is a whole nother segment. How young are you with the most grandchildren? Write that one down. I said, how young are you with the most grandchildren? Call the show. We're writing that down. We're going to do that tomorrow, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, hold on. We'll probably get your number because we can do it in a different hour, all right? All right, next up is Nadine in Western. Hey, Nadine, how are you?
All right, good, thank you.
That's the way. Okay. Oh, voice is a little bit more mature, I reckon. Let's get into the questions. First one for you. What haircut do you ask for when you go to the hairdresser or barber?
I just say whatever you want to do.
Oh, that's brave.
Ooh, that's adventurous, isn't it?
That's brave.
Yeah.
Okay, question number two. What's your go-to cereal, Nadine?
Wheat Bix.
Wheat Bix.
Okay, I'm going to guess, even though you're very brave, I think you're 42. Jackson, you go.
Oh, I don't want to offend you, but I think you're 63.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but...
What's your age? Reveal. Huh?
54.
54. Oh, one for me. Over Jackson this time.
Sorry, Nadine.
You don't seem very sorry. You're sort of sorry, but not too much.
It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Donna's up next. It's Alamander Bay. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Ooh, young voice. All right, let's get into your questions. What was your first mobile phone that you owned?
Ooh, a pink Motorola.
Mmm, so that's after Nokia's, isn't it?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Not fresh, but still
yeah,
pretty good.
All right.
What kind of car do you drive, Donna?
A Jeep.
Ooh.
That's like a fun, you know, young person's car.
Someone that likes to be part of a club as well.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, look, I think I'm a fun young person.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know, that's, you know what, though? Somebody who claims that they're young is often trying to trick you. I'm going to say 36.
See, I'm not just a regular mum. I'm a cool mum vibes from you. Let's say 44, right. But like a young 44.
Reveal your age.
47.
Oh, ooh. Another point for Jackson slash Meg. Well done. That's brought Meg's score up to 7 and mine on 16. So she's still got a long way. Jackson, you've contributed well. Thank you.
You're welcome, Meg.
That's it. Simple as that. That wraps it for another week. Birthday lotto up next, though. $950 on the line. I've just spun the wheel and it's come up November. 13-10-09 if you were born in November and want your chance at $950.
The Novos. With only Nova Caspian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash. Megan Krillos.
Thank you so much.
Money. Birthday Lotto.
You just made my day.
$950. People are like pulling over their cars because they can't believe how much money it is. It's just incredible. And stepping up to the plate this morning is Brooke from Rayworth. She works at a servo. Once met Dickinson from Aussie Idol and says she's the loose unit friend. How are you doing, Brooke?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's the way. So you're out with the girls, you know, you're having a good time. What's some of the trouble you've gotten up to over the years? Giggles and then gives no answer. Pleading the fifth. I get it. It's all good. All right, let's try and win you some money here. 950 big ones on the line. If you get this, are you going to blow it all in the first day or two?
No.
No, you're going to save it because you're responsible for the weekend. The best time to spend all your money, right? Here we go. Let's spin these balls. Brooke, the loose unit from Rayworth, were you born on the 8th of November?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Congratulations. That's you. $950, Brooke, to the loose unit from Rayworth. You're going to spend it all this weekend, aren't you? Be real.
Oh, well, there's no sport, so why not?
That's nice. What are you going to get up to? Real talk.
I don't know.
You don't know. You're too confused and amazed by the fact you just won $950. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm so happy. Meg will be furious she was away the one day we gave away all this money. Oh, well, it's as simple as that. And, of course, it is back tomorrow for $250. Birthday lotto return. So that's a wrap from me now. Jackson in next with 105 commercial free.
Oh, my God, how good's that?
Oh, brilliant.
$950.
Classic Tuesday.
She's a fellow Scorpio. She really deserves it. Plus, she works at a servo. We had so much in common.
That's right. You worked at the servo for years.
I know.
Servo chat.
I gave her many tips on how to get out of doing your job off air.
I love that.
Megan Thee Stallion and Dua Lipa coming up. Sweetest Pie. She's one of my favourite throwbacks.
You
Marcy Playground.
I absolutely love this
it's
song.
It's so good, right?
Yeah.
It's very good. It's on the way. Also, too, Camila Cabello, she's broken up with Shawn Mendes, but she's not heartbroken. She moved on to Ed Sheeran.
It's a vibe.
Bit of a downgrade, Ed Sheeran, but hey, this song's really good, though. I love it.
That it is. Well, all that, of course, coming up after 9 o'clock. I don't know if Meg will be back tomorrow. Absolutely
Maybe.
No idea. She's going to go and get the PCR test, see if she's got the vid for a second time. Hopefully she's all right. Otherwise, I'll be back tomorrow anyway. There's nothing to worry about. Catch you tomorrow. Bye. Anovo's.